Help for the Poor in Spirit, May 10. Born from above. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. All who have a sense of their deep soul poverty, who feel that they have nothing good in themselves, may find righteousness and strength by looking unto Jesus. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Man must be emptied of self before he can be, in the fullest sense, a believer in Jesus. When self is renounced, then the Lord can make man a new creature. When man has sinned against a holy and merciful God, he can pursue no course so noble as to repent sincerely, and confess his errors in tears and bitterness of soul. This God requires of him. He accepts nothing less than a broken heart and a contrite spirit. The proud heart strives to earn salvation, but both our title to heaven and our fitness for it are found in the righteousness of Christ. The Lord can do nothing toward the recovery of man until, convinced of his own weakness, and stripped of all self-sufficiency, he yields himself to the control of God. Then he can receive the gift that God is waiting to bestow. From the soul that feels his need, nothing is withheld. He has unrestricted access to him in whom all fullness dwells. The only reason why we may not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our proud hearts and comply with the conditions. God is very pitiful, for he understands our weaknesses and our temptations, and when we come to him with broken hearts and contrite spirits, he accepts our repentance, and promises that, as we take hold of his strength to make peace with him, we shall make peace with him. Oh, what gratitude, what joy, should we feel that God is merciful! The offering most sweet and acceptable in God's sight is a heart made humble by self-denial, by lifting the cross and following Jesus.